7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh my God, I don't believe it. What are we gonna do? Okay, let's get this started. Hello, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means that it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and boy, have we got a situation. Is my car locked? I'm trying to figure out if my car is locked. Okay, maybe it's locked. Where do I start? Okay, today is such a beautiful day that it's absolutely imperative that we be outdoors and running around. And I thought, what are we gonna do? We could go to the creek, look for some golf balls and some other dudes, like we usually do. But no, I've been wanting to have bug day for so long that I thought, oh, we're going to go out and look for bugs today. And we're going to go to Harrenhaven, because we never go to Harrenhaven anymore. And we'll look for bugs. Well, I'm standing here in front of the bug bushes. I'm not immediately seeing anything. So we're moving on. The weird thing of it is that there's nobody here. I can't freaking believe it. Okay? You know, for the last couple of years, this place has been absolutely packed. And so we haven't been able to even come here. So today, instead of it being bug day, although I am looking for bugs, and look, there's some of those weird yellow soldier bugs that I like. Oh, there's a whole bunch of them around here. And I couldn't find any mantises by the mantis plants. So, because we haven't been to Harrenhaven in forever, what was that? We're just going to do regular Harrenhaven stuff. Not that there's regular stuff to do anymore. But being as there's nobody here, we got to get back in here and see what's going on. See if we can find any dudes. Okay, so I'm back behind the building, walking by the dragonfly pond, which is about halfway full. There's little frog streaks in the duckweed. This is, you know, the pond surface is covered with duckweed. And you can see where frogs have been swimming because they leave little trails. These little streaks. Okay, into the forest. Well, we haven't been back in here in a long time. There's a couple of trees down. The big old cottonwood that was up for years that fell down last year is still here. Some of the bark underneath is coming off. I'm looking around. It's very jungly. Plants are head height. Trees are even taller than that. There's vine everywhere. It's like jungle. It is so freaking overgrown. It's crazy back here. But it is starting to thin out. A lot of the grass, all of this grass that's a meter tall, is turning brown, dying off in the beginning of autumn. It's an amazing day today. It's very cool. I woke up and realized I left one of my doors open, so my house is nice and cool. It's cooler in my house than it has been all year, by like degrees. It's 14 degrees out here today. That's 55 for my American demographic. It is overcast. I think rain is expected. And this is good. We might we might get some fungal action. We could be looking for mushrooms in a day or two. That would be fun. Now, hold on. Who's back there? Anybody? Yeah, it's hard to tell. Yeah, it's so thick. There could be deer standing 10, 15 meters off the path. You wouldn't be able to see them. So I'm being very, very careful. Very careful to look around and to use my best dude spotting skills. All right, I've reached the crossroads. Which way to go? All right, first of all, I need to look out here onto the Mulhall's property. See if there's any dudes just hanging around. Walking by the little gazebo here. Interesting hole in the path. The Mulhall's property is really overgrown. They did nothing on this property this year. I don't think they did last year either. But yeah, it's overgrown. They don't have any product in here. The temporary pond is all grown up with weird trees and there's no, I don't know what's happening. Looking around. I don't see any dudes. I did bring my camera, just in case, my little camera. Because I wanted to take pictures of praying mantises. The little camera is great for like bug shots and mushroom shots because it's got a great macro mode. And it's fairly adjustable if you want to sit there in a manually adjust a camera. I just like to get good mushroom shots. All right, I'm back in the forest. I'm heading out towards the boardwalk. All right, I've come around the bend here, and we got the sub pond. Sub pond is 100% covered in duckweed. And are there any dudes out here in the sub pond today? Huh. I'm not seeing anything. There's no dudes. Doesn't seem to be a lot of frog action either. I don't even see any frogs. Where's my froggies? But there's little trails here up against the water where snoodlers and other doodlers have been walking around. Look at this. Here's a nice track. What is that? That looks like a marmot track, to be perfectly honest. There could be mottis in here. We've seen them here many times. In fact, this is one of the first places I used to like to come the most to find mottis, because back then this place was motti crazy. All right, I'm now on the footbridge heading out to the boardwalk. It's all really overgrown. I'm going to get my camera out here before I pop out, because we are blind to the pond. Nobody can see us if they're on the pond. Get off me, bug. So I'm going to get the camera ready in case we have to take an emergency photo, because there might be a scratty, or there might be, oh, I hear geese. There could be something. There could be a heron. There might be anybody. I'm trying to look back into the hidden secret pond, but everything's grown up so much you can't see jack. People have been walking back there. Okay. I am now on the boardwalk, heading out towards the water. I just hope we don't spook a muskrat, because that stinks to high hell when that happens. Don't spook a muskrat. All right, I'm in the reeds. My God, it's really overgrown. There's ripples under the boardwalk near me. Okay, I see geese to my left. Can't see anything to the right yet. Okay, I now have vision. Okay, we must have frogs. I see rings in the water, diving frogs, and maybe splashy fishy bits. Little bits of fishies. Because we got little tiny fishies in here. There goes a little tiny fishy. Zing! Okay, I saw the first dude. It was a tiny little bluegill, which is a fish. And he's not very long. About, I don't know, 11 centimeters. And what else we got? Okay, we got two geese over there. Who's out in the pond today? I'm looking around. The water is very still. I'm going to turn the camera off. The water is very still. There's a slight breeze. Feels good. I think the sun's trying to come out. I hope it doesn't. It's nice and overcast. So, I'm feeling good. Meaning not sick. Yay. I'm looking in the water. I'm just standing here. I'm looking over the edge of the boardwalk. There's aquatic plants. And anybody hiding behind the little, where the weir is, the little spit of land, the little peninsula that sticks out. Trying to look back there, because sometimes you can find herons back there. Sometimes geese. And speaking of geese, here's a nice little goose feather on the boardwalk. I'm going to leave it there because I've got a lot of feathers in my car that I haven't figured out what I'm going to do with. I will make some ornament from them, I'm sure, at some point. Those geese that were over there are kind of... Are you guys coming over here? I don't have any food. Ain't got nothing for you, man. I'm almost out to the end of the boardwalk. Looks like the geese want to swim back into the one of the other hidden ponds. There's a lot of hidden ponds out here. And the only time you can get to them is in the winter when everything's frozen. Oh, who's that little birdie up there? Is that a little duck? Oh, we got a couple of duckies back in here. They're hiding. One duck is hiding. It's a she. It's a little teal. Hi, what are you doing back there? Is there another duck up on the bank? I think this duck is eating berries off this bush. That's lovely. Okay, so we got two ducks. We got two geese. Those geese disappeared up into the hidden pond. I am scanning the far bank along the reeds. I'm looking for blue herons. I do not see any blue herons, but one thing I do see is interesting, and that is where the spring flows in. That one other duck is, he's going over there. Where the spring flows in is unnaturally clear of cattails, of reeds. Makes me want to go back there because we do know, especially over winter, that's where muskrats like to hang out. And if that's nice and clear, that's great because that just means it's going to be easier to find muskrats in the winter. I like muskrats. They're so nice. The last time we were out there, that was great. Those muskrats kept popping their heads out of the ice to look at me. I'd be like, oh, there's a muskrat. And I'd go over to the hole and I'd wait for him to pop up with my camera. And then I would turn around to notice that, oh, no, he's sticking his head out of a different hole and watching me. Going, what are you doing? That was pretty fun. I like scratties. I like my muskrat friends. They're so nice. Well, huh. There's not a lot of action out here today, which is kind of unusual. I mean, there's no people here. There's a frog looking at me. Hi, big boy. He's chunky. He's chunky frog. Oh, and then over here, kind of close to him, about a meter away, is Little Frog. He is 3 centimeters long. He is an exact but miniature scale model of that frog right there. It's Frog Day. Okay, so what dudes have we seen today? A fishy, a froggy, some geese and some ducks. All right, I'm ahead of the game. I was kind of hoping to see something more dramatic. Like, where's my turtles? Where's my snappers? I love the snappers that... Oh, okay. Well, you asked for it. You got it. There's a turtle over there. Hi, buddy. There's little fishies swimming underneath my feet, too. So there's a Western painted turtle sitting on a stick. He's, his shell is 18 centimeters long. He's a pretty good sized little guy, but not as big as my snappers. There are some mighty large snappers in here. Mighty large. The largest of which is Red October. He's big. Oh, and there's some tracks on the boardwalk here. Some muddy, muddy dude tracks. These are muskrat tracks. Okay, so muskrats have been doing their thing. Scratting around. Doing scratty business. And I'm walking off the boardwalk. Oh yeah. Other big turtles include Akula. Akula is probably the second biggest turtle, snapping turtle out here. And then there's Dr. Julius Mossberg. He's not that big. I mean, his shell is only, I'm measuring with my hands here, about 45 centimeters. Oh, there's some ducks in the sub pond. Dr. Julius Mossberg's shell is probably only 45 centimeters long. But he's most notable because he's covered in moss. You can spot him a mile away. Because he's very camouflaged. He just looks like... Oh, wait. Back up. I just walked through eye-level web. Okay. Stick, stick, stick. I'm gonna need a better web stick. Alright. Oh, sounds over there. What was that sound? That might have just been a boid. Okay, let's, I don't know what to do. Yeah, let's just keep going. Let's head back into the back 40, crossing over the land bridge. My eyes gazing over the billabong, which is mostly covered in duckweed, and I see no dudes. So we're just gonna keep going. We are going to roll up into the forest here again. Here we are. Into the back 40. Wow. It looks really interestingly great back here. They cut down another tree. In the sense that all of the invasive species stuff, they've cut it all out. I can actually see the billabong from here. This is unbelievable. It hasn't been, I can see the forest floor. It hasn't been like this since I first started coming here, like 15 or more years ago. Wow. Okay. The big old tree that sort of hid the wall blind, that's been cut down. And it's just laying here. Large chunks of log. You know how much I like large chunks of log, because this will just produce mushrooms. And look, See where the dirt is all black under here? Yeah, Caprinus. This thing's already got Caprinus growing around it. Wow, this has all been cleared back here. The wall blind is just out in the open now. It used to be, you know, this wall that was hidden in the forest that you had to sneak into. Anyway, I'm standing on the steps of the wall blind looking over the top into the billabong. Nothing happening. A very large motorcycle drives away. We're not that far from the street. Let's see, that's 10, 20. We're 30 meters away from Old Maple, which is actually Ione Worthman Drive right there. But there's so much forest, you can't see it. But yeah, there's a residential neighborhood right over there and all that. Okay. Getting back down off the stairs, walking back out onto the... Hey, what kind of bird was that? I just saw a bird go zoom down there. Did I just hear splashy splashy? Are there some frogs in here? Ooh. Oh, there's a little bird in the bushes here. Oh, it's a teeny tiny bird. And if that's what I'm hearing over here too, there's teeny tiny birds in the brush. They're making sounds. And I want to... Wow, they're cutting down all kinds of stuff. Got a few more trees that have fallen into... What is that sound over here? Got a few more... dead trees that have fallen into the frog pond here, into the turtle zone, into the good stuff. Wow, you can see a lot more, that's for sure. Okay, back into the forest. Yeah, see, back when I was first coming out here, this was all clear, but now it's messed up, but getting cleared. Wow, this has gotten cleared out a little bit more and everything. Yeah, okay, it's looking good. Getting rid of all of the invasive species, bad plant. It was that bad plant that chased out the marmots, because this stuff would grow and it's too much ground cover. Mottis don't like it, and so mottis go live somewhere else. All right, we're here at this little funny little bend. I'm trying to look up onto the ridge, but even that's all overgrown. Can't see much. But deer like to get up there. Deer will hide up there. Turkeys love to hide up there. And I just heard something. That was probably a squirrel I heard, but I'm hearing another angrier squirrel somewhere above me. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Love walking around in the nice cool temperatures. Got my short sleeve shirt on, got my short pants on, I got my little shoes on, got my Hello Kitty socks on, and I'm not sweating. How's that possible? I know, right? It's like a damn miracle. Okay, so now we're gonna approach the bridge here that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Oh, there's holes in all the dirt over here. Rockin' good news, that means there's little animals living in the dirt. There's a big hole. See, there used to be a marmot den over there. This could be a new hole to that old den. Does that look like that's been in use? That does look like that's been in use this season. Huh. Alright, I'm now standing on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. Named such because, well, in the spring, you can see snappers rolling around in here making snapper babies. That's always cool. Because I like snappers. Snappers are nice. And you know what just occurred to me? I didn't get to play my favorite game this year. Oh, but Tobe, what's your favorite game? Other than, where the hell's my car? Every time you come out of the grocery store. Yeah, well, that is a favorite game, but a more an even more favorite game is called Pet the Snapper, in which all participants, me being the only one so far, attempts to pet a wild snapping turtle in the wild. I have managed to do this a number of times, but I didn't get to do it this year. Pretty disappointed in myself. All right, I'm coming right down here to the edge of the turtle reproduction pond because I saw something. Yeah, there's a dig here. Some little dudes have been digging. Who's been digging here? Hard to tell. And who's in the forest over there? Jumpy. Sounds like a bird. Okay, I'm seeing little rings and stuff in the water. Is it my snappers? Is it turtles? It could be. I'm looking. But we gotta go to the big blind. Man, I keep hearing sounds. These tiny little birds that are freaking me out are all over the place. And they're getting near me and they're rustling around in the leaves, which makes me think there's more dudes coming. Okay. Let's head over to the big blind here. Now look at this. They put some display windows on this other useless blind that's here. Put in a bird poster. What do we got down here? Sibley's Waterfowl of North America. Yeah, more ducks. So you can identify what you see here at the A.J. Werthmann Memorial Blind. Let's head in here. Oh, they've got... Yeah, I've noticed this. There was another camera sign. We got a sign here that says, smile, you're on camera. But I'm inclined to believe that that's not true. Where would they put it? Where would they get the power? Okay, so I'm standing in the blind, looking at the log. Where's my turtles? Well, it's not a sunny day, so I guess we can't expect all our turtles to be sunning. I'm looking around. Out on Goose Island, we do have geese. We got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Maybe 11. There's one of those little dudes. What are those called again? I'm going to stick my head out here now. Okay, what do we got? What do we got? I'm trying to look over into the delta, but I got too much tree blockage. Nothing going on. I'm looking far. I'm looking for herons. Where's my herons? I do not see any herons hanging out. Maybe we're just here too late in the year, which is a possibility. But I don't care. Oh, it's such a beautiful, lovely day. And here we are. We finally make it out to Heron Haven. Hanging out in the blind on a beautiful, beautiful, nice, cool, overcast day. Just in time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm out doing my nature walks, and tomorrow I'll probably do something different. So tune in tomorrow, and I'll see you then. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.